Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for July 20th. I'm your host, Paul White, and we are in 1 Peter chapter 1. We spent a little bit of time the last couple of days with some Q&A, and we're going to get back into our chronological verse-by-verse study of 1 Peter. We will, before the month is out, spend a little bit of time on some email Q&A. We've had a couple good questions come in recently through email, and I just want to take a second here and say how much I appreciate those of you who from time to time drop us an email letting us know that these are being impactful in your life. It's obvious that people are being impacted. We are rapidly approaching 3 million audio downloads of our material. That's a number that staggers me. And hundreds of thousands of views of our YouTube videos. So obviously something's happening and people are watching and listening and must be coming back because they can't all be single views. That's amazing. And we get to live this life. And that means people are supporting us, helping us financially to be able to focus on delivering the gospel. And I'm humbled that that is the case. I still love the occasional line being dropped to just let us know, because that's when it gets personal. And that also allows me to respond to many of those. And I apologize for those who ask for us to call you or email you maybe on a more regular basis. Sometimes I get to where I can do some of those things, but a lot of the times there's not enough hours in the day to individually respond all of the time. We do try to make contact as much as possible. But I've been getting a few emails lately from people who just wanted to drop us a line, and I wanted to say thank you, a blanket thank you for that. It means so much to me, and I am always amazed at the powerful testimonies of transformation, the grave clothes being removed, and that phrase gets thrown back at me a lot, and I love it. It means that people are really engaging in what we say, but that idea that you have grave clothes of guilt or shame or condemnation or performance, and that they're being stripped away, and that is a good thing. All right, that's enough of my rambling. Let's get into 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Before, and maybe even, I don't know that we'll even get through the 13th verse today, but before we read it, please grab that word therefore, and as you've heard me say many times, if there's a therefore, find out what it's there for. This is an amazing theological breakthrough we've just had in the 10th, 11th, and 12th verses of the first chapter. Let me just mine for you for a moment some of the just a point from each of these verses that are theologically spectacular. The 10th verse told us that the prophets told us about grace. That alone is worth a sermon. This idea that grace is some new wave among the church needs to be countered, and can be countered rather easily by stuff like 1 Peter 1:10. The prophets were inquiring into the salvation to come and prophesied of grace. 11, they had the Spirit of Christ in them. That's incredible. We spent some time talking about what that means, that it's the Spirit of the Anointed One resting inside of the individual vessels called the Old Testament prophets. And then in verse 12, the things are so amazing that the Holy Spirit has given that even angels peer into it, because it's never been seen in the heavenlies before, what is being done on the earth through grace. Take those three points alone, and 1 Peter 1, 10, 11, and 12 ought to be worth your time, attention, and respect. Grace has been preached by the prophets, prophets who had the same Christos anointing in them that Jesus had, and they are so heady, so deep, so powerful that even angels wish they could see them. An unprecedented thing was being done on the earth. Unprecedented then, now it is not unprecedented to hear the message of grace, though it does often feel like it in a church world that is still, the mainstream church is still not embracing the fullness of the grace experience that you have when you understand the finished work and the resurrection. But that's okay. I'm encouraged because I've been doing this now for a decade, and I'm friends with and partners with ministries that have been doing it for decades, preaching grace. And I can tell you the tide has turned in a decade tremendously. When I first started preaching it, and again, this was only 10 or 11 years ago, you couldn't find a church that you could go in and preach great. Now, I'm sure they existed. They weren't having me in. Now I do go into churches. Probably half of my calendar in a year is churches. The other half is just people wanting us to come and minister to their group, and they put some funds together and get us there, and we have tremendous times, and a lot of these groups are meeting around TVs and watching using technology, and some of them are just studying the Word, and others are just having prayer groups, whatever it takes. It's the church sort of reimagined for the 21st century, and I think it's a phenomenal thing, but it's not new, and we make a mistake if we think it's new and never been done before. And unprecedented. It was unprecedented in the day of Peter. It was unprecedented in the day of Paul. I don't mean grace never existed, but the way in which God was moving through grace in his people was an unprecedented way in regards to the whole world being able to receive that. I don't even sometimes realize how much is packed into one word. But I'm seeing it in 1 Peter 1:13. Therefore, well, in light of the fact of what we just read, that's a lot packed into one word. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, rest your hope fully on the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow, we'll deal with the girding up the loins of your mind and the sobriety that Peter talks about. These things may not mean what we think they mean at first blush, and we'll dig deeper, as that is our tendency in the name of this podcast. We'll dig deeper into that tomorrow. As I part today, your prayers are needed. This is packing day. I'm recording this in advance, but on our calendar, this is the day we're filling the truck in California. Start praying traveling mercies as we head east. We appreciate that so much. I also have an announcement about a meeting I'll tell you about tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.